Wildlife Conservation and Tourism Minister Rizik Zakaria says the suspected poachers and their accomplices are being questioned at the Gombo Serikat police station and will be tried in a special court. The minister denies that the Lafon County Commissioner is among the detained, as reported earlier on some media platforms.
The commissioner, according to his version, which he has reported that he actually has been called, summoned to Juba, him and chief and plus other guys, and they don't have that transportation means. That's why they preferred, opted for using that public. According to them, they call it public transport. When our forces apprehended that vehicle, then he was being trapped in. Then they are the one who sorted out that the commissioner is not guilty.
Zakaria says four vehicles were seized along with 70 sacks of dried bush meats during the arrest. He says the 50 suspects were arrested in two groups. 39 people were arrested in Eastern Equatoria State, and 11 others were also arrested in Central Equatoria State.
South Sudan is one of the countries which are gifted and endowed with abundances of wildlife species. What matters now is the conservation and protection and cooperation from the public, and let them understand that those are national resources, and they need to be managed and protected by every individual. Because to me, I think in the short run, wildlife will be the outlet for our economic crisis and bottlenecks.
Zakaria wanted the public to stay away from poaching, saying such criminals will pay a heavy price.
Our message is everyone should take care. He or she should not allow himself or herself to be used, even including their vehicles, because our officers of wildlife are working.
Lieutenant General Khamis Adieng, Director General of Wildlife Services at the Wildlife Conservation and Tourism Ministry, condemned all forms of poaching which has continued in Badinglo National Park, saying the practice threatens white cob, antelope, and many other wild animals. He says it's unfortunate that some members of the organized forces are participating in poaching. On Monday, dozens of suspects were paraded in front of cameras and reporters, along with several sacks of dried meat at the Ministry of Wildlife, Conservation and Tourism.
The suspects here are you seeing behind me here, even some of them are from the organized forces. Some of them are from SSPDF. And we have been crying a lot. And we met with the chief commander of the SPDF. And then he promised, and he wrote letters to all garrisons of army. But it seems no ear is ready to listen to what the leadership is talking about.
Adieng says the operation to arrest poachers during the dry season will continue across several parts of the country.
As you can see from the arrest and from the report, is a huge quantity of meat. But if you try to convert it to animals, it is more than 100 heads of different species of animal, which is considered to be a very, very big destruction to the South Sudan resources. This thing is unacceptable, and we are going to go ahead with all the legal procedures.
Poaching is rampant in many areas of South Sudan, according to Minister Zakaria. He says the first arrest of the 11 suspects, they were discovered with possession of 3,000 kilograms of bush meat. Zakaria says the suspects were arrested between Mangala and Badinglo National Park while transporting the meat in Toyota Land Cruiser vehicles. He estimates the meat came from at least 110 wild animals. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.